The following is another ESPN Sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation presents high school basketball.
Cats on the run, Austin. Great pass to Stevens. Stevens wasn't ready for it. Shelton comes up with a loose ball, gives it back to Stevens. Left side, here's Schreiner. He's open for three, and he hits the three. Great ball movement by Kearney High.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Rebounded by Schreiner. Cats on the run. They'll get it out. 4-3. And it's gone. Jake Shelton screened the three. And we got a timeout.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Donovan for a Lupac Conference doubleheader here on the ESPN Superstation here in Central Nebraska on 1550 in Hastings, Donovan, and Trumbull, and in 1460 over in Kearney. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation. And tonight it's Kearney Catholic taking on the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. The Lady Stars come in with a perfect 10-0 record, and they are rated number 2 in the state in Class C1. For Donovan Trumbull, well, they come in with a fairly modest 2-6 record. They lost last night in Ravenna, 58-35, to fall to 2-6 on the season. And that is a team that Kearney Catholic beat earlier this year, as obviously Kearney Catholic undefeated, and the Stars won that game on their home floor earlier this season by a final of 72-55. So when you compare some scores, and again, you take a look at the rating, Kearney Catholic comes in rated number 2 in the state in a larger class than what Donovan Trumbull plays in. You would certainly say that the Lady Stars would be a prohibitive favorite here in our first game tonight. In our second game, well, if Kearney Catholic does not shoot well, they might struggle a little bit, and Donovan Trumbull, who's still missing the slot kid, he's not able to play because today is the 90th day from the transfer problems that he's had with the NSAA, so he will not play tonight, even though he will be available next week. For Kearney Catholic, you know, they come in, and if they shoot the ball well, they're a pretty tough team to beat. But part of that is if they don't shoot well, well, they really can struggle, and traditionally they have struggled a little bit here at Donovan Trumbull. So the boys' game, we think, will be very, very intriguing. On the girls' side, well, I think you'd have to say Kearney Catholic will be a prohibitive favorite in this one. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Stars and the Cardinals as we continue our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you have a spare room that needs new flooring, a rental, or any room that needs a new look, then come to the warehouse clearance sale at B&B Carpet Service. We have a big selection of carpet, wood, tile, and vinyl that's priced to move. Do it yourself or let us do the work for you. You won't save like this any other time of the year. The Warehouse Clearance Sale, on now at B&B Carpet and Donovan. Hurry in for the best selection.
And welcome back for the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. Here is your starters. Begin first of all for Donovan Trumbull, as I mentioned, 2-6 on the season. And their starters look like this. Katie Pfeiffer is a 5'5 senior. She's averaging about 7.5 points per ball game. Jordan Brumman, 5'4 and just a sophomore, is averaging about 9.5 points a game. Kenzie Clokey, a 5'10 junior, will make the start as well. She's averaging a couple points per ball game. Molly Komatcher, a 5'5 senior, is averaging right at 5 points a contest. And Kaylee Glover is 5'10 and a sophomore, is averaging right at 11 points per ball game. For Kearney Catholic, a fairly deep bench for head coach Rick Petrie. And it looks like this. Michaela Nessel, 5'6 and a junior, leading scorer for the Stars so far this year. Anna Howell, she's 5'5 and a senior. Farron Baum, pretty good force in the middle. She is 6'1 and only a junior. Ellie Connolly, 5'10 and a senior, will make the start. Pretty good presence on the inside. And also on the inside, Megan Anderson. She's 6 foot tall and a junior. Again, the head coach for the Stars is Rick Petrie. The head coach for Donovan Trumbull is Bob Samuelson. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. As we mentioned, the new ratings came out yesterday. Kearney Catholic found themselves rated number 2 in the state in Class C1. They broke in that rating yesterday with a fairly easy and convincing win over Wood River, winning that one 53-26. And yesterday on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Doug Duda had the call in Ravenna as Donovan Trumbull lost in Ravenna a final of 58-35 last night. But right now the Cardinals are on a little bit of a schneid here. They have lost their last 3 ball games after their last win. Their last win came December 17th against Wilbur Claytonia in their pre-holiday tournament. But Wilbur Claytonia, well, they're 0-9 on the season. Their only other win for Donovan Trumbull, who's 2-6, came at Harvard. Harvard in Class D1 is 3-6 on the year. Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, undefeated on the season. They've got wins against Grand Island Central Catholic, Ord, Cambridge, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Adams Central, Axtell, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat, and now Wood River. And really, their only tough test came at Ord, who's 4-4 in Class C2, so it came on the road, and they won that one 47-41. So they can struggle on the road, obviously, and for whatever reason, Donovan Trumbull has always been a fairly tough place to play for Kearney Catholic, and certainly the folks here in Donovan will hope that that'll be the case here tonight, as the Stars on paper would be a prohibitive favorite. But we're not going to play tonight's game on paper. We're going to have the starting lineups announced here at Donovan Trumbull, and then we'll actually put the ball in the air and settle this one out on the court. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your U leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the start of Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Donovan Trumbull High School. National Anthem just wrapping up, and the starters are going to be announced here for both Kearney Catholic And for Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their road green uniforms. Has some white accent colors in there as well. White numbers, a little bit of a gold trim on them as well. And on the front, it does say stars. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, they will be, of course, in their home white uniforms. And their dominant colors of black and red will be on there as well. So the starters right now for Kearney Catholic, being announced, a couple of players running into each other during the introduction, that one did not go off as smoothly as they would want to. Again, you can listen to the New Tech Seed pregame show. You're a year leader. Contact Terrier Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer, near you. The Cardinals and the Stars here for a doubleheader tonight here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Glad you could join us on 1550 and 1460. You're listening to the ESPN Superstation and Donovan Trumbull, Kearney, and glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. I'm Randy Bushcutter, and for the Stars, obviously, one of the stories for them, one of their better players, Bailey Sokolowski, had surgery on her foot, and she is lost for the season. And for Kearney Catholic, they have not really missed a beat without her because, again, they are a perfect 10-0 on the year. So the usual starters here for Kearney Catholic, again, that'll be Mestel, Howell, Baum, Connolly, and Anderson. For Donovan Trumbull, Pfeiffer, Brumman, Clokey, Kometscher, and Glover. And again, not a real deep bench here for Donovan Trumbull. Alyssa Kometscher will go out there as well. She'll see a fair amount of action. She's one of the leading scorers, but not a lot of bench points really coming here for Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull does control the opening tip. So they'll bring it into the offensive zone, and Kearney Catholic right now trying to trap the basketball. Donovan Trumbull skips it around, pass knocked out of bounds by Ellie Connolly, and she was not able to save it. She tried desperately to do so, but she was not able to make the save, so it will be Donovan Trumbull basketball. And they'll inbound it, knocked loose by Kearney Catholic. Fahrenbaum comes up a loose ball, throws it up ahead for Michaela Messel, and Messel has the first 2 points of the ball game, and they come in transition and allows Kearney Catholic to put on the press. Pfeiffer has it, dribbling up against Howell. She gives it over for Brumman. Brumman kicks it right back out for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the right side, a little jumper. Shot was actually blocked by Megan Anderson, and the loose ball was picked up by Mestel. So Mestel comes up with a rebound, and she'll kick it in the corner here as Kearney Catholic quickly brings in the offensive zone. They enter it down low for Anderson. Anderson's shot is no good, and then there's a foul, I believe, on Fahrenbaum on the rebound. And it will go against Baum. That is really kind of her Achilles heel. Sometimes she gets herself a little bit of foul trouble, but a stop clock does allow Kearney Catholic to put their zone press on here. Pfeiffer has it, kicks the ball right back to Clokey. And Clokey has the ball knocked down, stolen by Messel, who gives it to Howell, and Howell lays it up and in. Another bucket in transition by Kearney Catholic. Couple of forced turnovers have given Kearney Catholic a couple of easy baskets, and Donovan Trumbull avoids the over and back barely, but they throw the ball too far up ahead, and they turn it over again. Their third turnover in the first minute, 5 seconds here. Now Kearney Catholic will try to get points, not more directly off of this turnover, but they'll bring it into the offensive zone. They'll kick it off right side for Mestel, enters it down low for Baum. Baum will muscle up and shoot over the top of Glover, and she has her first points of the night. So Fahrenbaum has two, Howell two, Mestel two, and on the far side, Donovan Trumbull being pressed. Brumman has the ball stripped loose. Loose ball goes out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic did not touch it. Howell had a little hand-to-hand combat with Brumman, and Brumman actually had the ball, tried to pass it away, and in a sense lost it out of bounds. So another Donovan Trumbull turnover. And now the entry pass again inside for Baum, and Baum, just like that, muscles up again, an easy bucket. She did such a good job of positioning herself away from the defender and protecting that basketball. Brumman dribbles the ball down low, tries to throw it through the lane. Michaela Messel was there, almost had it stolen, but when she grabbed it, she pulled it in and pulled it in off of her knee, and it goes out of bounds. So Molly Kometscher will inbound it here for the Cardinals. And she's looking, and the entry pass is tipped, and then it is picked up by Glover. They'll kick it up right side. The three-pointer, no good. Howell pulls down the rebound, and Howell will bring it into the offensive zone. Stars leading 8-0. Howell with a little jump stop, top of the key, kicks down right side from Messel, tries to enter it inside for Baum, and this time it's knocked away by Kaylee Glover. And the ball off of Glover's hand, so the Stars will inbound it. They'll toss it in for Baum. Just inside the three-point arc, her jumper is no good. And the rebound's tipped around and picked up by Molly Komatcher. Komatcher will kick it up ahead to Brumman. Brumman in the offensive zone gives it to Glover in the lane. Nice trail jumper. It's no good off the mark, and it's going to be tied up. Baum trying to get the ball away from Clokey, and it's going to be a held ball. Since the opening tip went to the Cardinals, basketball now belongs to Kearney Catholic. In the offensive zone we go here. They enter it on the high post. Entry pass from post to post. And it's going to be tied up again. And we'll move the possession arrow. And now we'll hand the basketball over to Donovan Trumbull. The pass from Anderson through the lane, trying to get connect with Theron Baum, was really well defended by Kaylee Glover. And Glover forced that held ball. Kearney Catholic forces the ball loose. Anna Howell comes up with it. Another turnover. And they'll kick it in the corner right side for Mestel. Mestel for three, and she hits the three. Her first three-pointer of the game, and a timeout, Donovan Trumbull. It's 11-0, Kearney Catholic, 3 minutes into the game. Stars with the lead, Donovan Trumbull with the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Well, Kearney Catholic's plan of trying to score and then putting some pressure on the inbounds has certainly paid off dividends. Six turnovers here in the early stages against Donovan Trumbull, and most of those have resulted in layups. And here they make another steal on the inbounds, and Theron Baum now has it. They'll kick it off on the right side. Another three by Messel, and she hits another three. Again, now seven turnovers on Donovan Trumbull, and that's one big reason why now Kearney Catholic leads by two touchdowns. Law pass to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's able to get the ball back to Brumman. She brings it across the timeline. Pass tip, but Pfeiffer comes up with it. Stars right now in the defensive zone are going with a zone defense. And they'll get it at the elbow, and Kenzie Clokey hits the first bucket of the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. Stops a 14-0 run that started the game. Baum on that right wing, now throws it back to Messel, where she's hit two straight three-pointers. That one's short, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Megan Anderson trying to get to it, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. So a foul on Baum and a foul on Anderson are the only two whistles against Kearney Catholic here in the game. Donovan Trumbull has not committed a foul. They haven't been trying to press the ball the way that Kearney Catholic has. Brumman on that far side picks up her dribble. Alma Howell puts pretty good pressure on, but she finds Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer passed through the lane, trying to throw it over the top of Theron Baum. That did not work because it's a turnover. And now Kearney Catholic, trying to run a little bit too fast on the fast break, just didn't make the connection on the outlet pass, and that'll be a turnover on the Stars. So we are midway through quarter number one, and Kearney Catholic firmly in control here at 14-2. Brumman brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Pfeiffer on that right side. Messel trying to harass the ball. They'll give it top of the circle here for Glover, who kicks on the left wing for Brumman. Brumman dribbles down to the baseline. Her jumper is no good. Trying to save it was Alyssa Komatcher, who came in a little bit ago. She ran out of room, and so that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. For the Stars, checking in, Whitney Colling and Allie Prasovsky and also Shayla Connor. So some young players out there. Connor is just a sophomore. Prasovsky and Colling are just freshmen. So a sophomore and two freshmen out there for the second-ranked team in the state. On the left side with it is Colling. Colling's going to fire a three. It's no good. Megan Anderson with the rebound. Anderson's rebound will not fall. It's tipped out. Pfeiffer comes up with the rebound, and now Kearney Catholic is going to try to trap just at half court. Brumman is trapped. Gives it top of the circle now for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer. Right now, Kearney Catholic going 2-3 zone here, and with it is Pfeiffer. They're trying to trap out of it, though. Kick right wing for Brumman. Brumman throws the top of the circle for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer being harassed by Colling. Entry pass down low, stolen away by Anderson. Anderson comes up with a loose ball and was just going to hand the ball off here for Messel. Messel gives it off right wing, back around. Nice swing here. They give it off for Prosowski. Prosowski now will help work it inside for Anderson. Back out top of the circle for Prosowski. Great passing here. Colling now has it right side. Her three, no good. Anderson tried to get the rebound. It's off her hands as it goes out of bounds. And I'll tell you what, Carney Catholic, they're snapping the ball around that perimeter, moving Donovan Trumbull, and they eventually got an open look. Didn't hit the shot, but they did get an open look just by swinging it around the perimeter. Alyssa Comacher brings it across half court. She'll give it off for Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on that right side is picked up defensively by Colling. Back now, right wing for Pfeiffer. Skip pass in the back door. With it is Comacher. Comacher way up off the mark, and the rebound rebounded by Colling. Colling here for Kearney Catholic brings in the offensive zone, and Pfeiffer is going to be whistled for her first foul, first team foul against Donovan Trumbull. So 2:16 to go here. In the first quarter, Stars will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll toss it in the corner. They left Nestle open for three. In and out, no good. And it falls over to Alyssa Comacher. Comacher pulls down the rebound and gets it out for Brumman. Brumman, nice pass right side. Pfeiffer's open from about 18 feet. It's no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Prosowski. She gets it up ahead to Colling. Colling is shut off. Nice job for Donovan Trumbull running the floor. Colling has it. She took a little stutter step. Yep. That'll be a turnover on Colling and the Stars with a minute 53 to go here, quarter number two. And Kearney Catholic has started the game on a 14-0 run, now leads it 14-2 with a little bit less than 2 minutes to go. In for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Molly Comacher. She comes back in. And Anna Howell is going to come in here for Mestel. Theron Baum came in for Anderson. And Kearney Catholic will move around their full-court zone defense here a little bit with the new personnel. Long pass to Molly Comacher, who has it in the offensive zone. They'll give it up right side for Pfeiffer. They'll snap it back to Comacher. Comacher on the baseline is shut off. Now they'll enter it back inside for Glover. And she is fouled by Theron Baum, has now picked up her second personal foul. And Bob Samuelson for Donovan Trumbull stands up and applauds because he kind of knows it's nice to get Theron Baum in a little bit of foul trouble. Glover is going to go line. She is going to shoot two here. She was hit on the arm as she put up the shot, and her first free throw is no good. So Glover will have the second free throw coming up here, trying to cut into a 14-2 deficit. She's able to do it. Now 14-3. Sounds like a football score, but right now the Kearney Catholic girls basketball team with an 11-point lead. At the elbow, Baum has it. She'll turn around and hit a 15-foot jumper. They didn't really put any pressure on her. She's got two fouls, but she also has 6 points. And here she knocks the ball loose and right into the hands of Bob Samuelson for Donovan Trumbull. So that'll be Donovan Trumbull basketball. The official picking up a little bit of something-something that's on the floor there. And tossing in is going to be Comacher. Comacher with 80 seconds left has to come back to the ball because Brumman picked it up. Comacher now being double-teamed in the backcourt. They're going to have to hustle, and it's a reach. Kearney Catholic committed the foul, and that bailed Donovan Trumbull out of some trouble. And that'll be a reach on Whitney Colling. They were probably about 7 or 8 seconds into the 10-second call, and it was going to be a 50-50 chance to see if Donovan Trumbull was going to make it in time. Kick on the left side. Comacher, she's going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Laid up and in by Kenzie Blokey. Nice job there. She got the rebound and the bucket. And that'll cut the lead back down to 11. Running the lane. Theron Baum on the baseline. A little bunny hook. And she hits it. 8 points in the quarter for Theron Baum. And that one was almost a sky hook. Good pressure being put on. But Donovan Trumbull passing the ball well. They break the press. Get in the offensive zone, dribbling through his Glover. She'll kick it top of the circle for Brumman. Brumman picked up there defensively, and Anna Howell is going to be whistled for the foul. So foul on Howell with 36.1 to go. Ellie Connolly is going to come in for Colling, and Donovan Trumbull sends Alyssa Comacher back in. Pfeiffer will come out. So we move around with the change in personnel, the inbounds to Brumman on that left side. She gets into the lane for Glover. Glover shoots over the top of Baum. It's no good. Offensive rebound, and then the block. Comacher had the shot, then the block by Baum. That'll be her first of the ball game, and now on a Howell with the dribble. She'll kick it off right side for Shayla Connor. Entry pass for Connolly, and it's off the hands of Connolly. Not a great pass by Baum, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. So Donovan Trumbull with 10 seconds left will bounce past the left side for Kometscher. Kometscher's picked up by Howell. As right now the Stars with that 2-3 zone. They'll kick it off right side for Kometscher. Her three is no good. And Farenbaum will pull down the rebound at the buzzer. One quarter's in the books. Kearney Catholic leads 18-3 here at Donovan. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in the second quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Alternating possession rule will give Kearney Catholic the basketball, even though they have a 13-point lead after 8 minutes of basketball. They lead at 18-5 here on the ESPN Superstation. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. Sumner, Eddie Bill Miller, and Axtell on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kick on the right side on Howell has it, top of the circle for Messel. Starters out there with all their starters. Jumper on that left side for Allie Prasovsky. My correction, she did not start the game. She hit the shot, missed the shot, rebounded by Connolly, and then the defensive rebound ends the possession. The rebound by Kometscher, and now they're trying to trap Drummond. Drummond fast and stolen by Prasovsky. Prasovsky's going to drive, and there's going to be a block whistled on Drummond as Prasovsky went hard to the rack, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. So Baum with those foul troubles, she's out. Prasovsky is in. And for Donovan Trumbull, they have their starters out there. Pfeiffer, Brumman, Cloakie, Kometscher, and Glover. So a couple of shots coming up here for Prasovsky after the block call against Jordan Brumman. And her free throw is no good. Prasovsky, a 5'5 freshman. And winded and aching. Jordan Brumman does not look very comfortable at all. And I'm not, it's like she's holding her hip and her right abdominal area, so I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with her. She doesn't seem to be in terrible pain, but she's out of the game right now. Prasovsky hit the second free throw. And we'll try to check on the injury situation here for Brumman. Right now, a lot of pressure being put on. Kometscher backing up. They double team her. 10-second count going on. And Bob Samuelson forced to call the timeout. Timeout to maintain the possession. With 7:17 to go here in the second quarter, it's 19-5 Kearney Catholic. We're back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, the Kearney Catholic Press, if they wanted to kind of work on it, they have really done a nice job on it here tonight against Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull, if they want to work on their press break, they're getting plenty of opportunity. Kearney Catholic has the press on yet again. They get the ball in the hands of Alyssa Kometscher, and it's stolen by Mestel. Mestel back inside for Anna Howell, and Anna Howell with an easy bucket. Just like that, not only do you score, but not only do you force a turnover, but then you score. And now a little bit of a reach whistled on Ellie Connolly. And by a little bit of, I do mean a little bit of. That usually is not called. And that'll be a reach on Connolly. 16 foul on Kearney Catholic. Only two against Donovan Trumbull. But again, Kearney Catholic is pressuring a whole lot more. So it makes sense that they've got more fouls called on him. Pass through the lane, a little bit off the mark. Kometscher has it. And then she lost the basketball. Another turnover. And coming up with it is Megan Anderson. Anderson will snap it out for Mestel. Mestel trying to hook up down low with Ellie Connolly. And Connolly, she comes pretty good, but that wasn't good enough as it was out of bounds as she was led just a little bit too high. Baum checking back in. She's got 8 points, but she also has a couple fouls here in the ballgame. And she'll put pressure on the long outlet pass as Kometra has it across the timeline. She gets it down low for Glover, and then we got a foul whistled in underneath. And I think that'll be on Connolly, and Connolly very quickly has picked up a couple of fouls. Nope, they're actually going to give that one to Anderson. Anderson and Connolly were both there. And it's going to go on Megan Anderson. That's going to be her second. So she has two, Theron Baum has two. So a couple of the taller players for Kearney Catholic and a little bit of foul trouble. And Kaylee Glover steps to the line, hits the front end of a 1-1, and she'll have one more shot here. Donovan Trumbull trailing it 21-6. Second free throw on the way. It is no good. And Theron Baum is able to pull down the rebound. She gives it to Anna Howell. That's it here for Kearney Catholic. Right now the Cardinals going with a little 2-3 zone. They'll snap it up on the right wing for Baum. Baum will try a long three. It's no good. And Glover pulls down the rebound. And again, Kearney Catholic will try to pressure back. Long pass into the corner. Kometra has it. Finds the trail at the free throw line. Glover, her jumper no good. Then a foul on the rebound. And that one will be on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her first. But 1-1's coming up here for Kenzie Cloakley. She's hoping it's plural anyway. She's hoping to hit the front end and the backhand. Free throw is up and good. It is. So, 21-7. 6:06 to go here before halftime. Second free throw is on the way. Back of the iron. Rebound fought for by a couple of stars. Both Baum and Anderson were there. Neither one able to really grab it, and it goes out of bounds. Tom Trumbull will toss it in. Inbound and directing traffic is Kometra, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kick it off on the right side. Here's the long jumper. Up and no good for Kometra. Rebounded by Connolly. Connolly will give the ball back out to Mestel. Free throw line. Anderson snaps it around. Connolly, top of the circle. Gives it back on the high post. Pass down to the low post to Theron Baum. Baum had it knocked out of her hands. Good defense there by Cloakie as she forced the turnover. And then another turnover back. Howell gets it, lays it up to Mestel, and Mestel lays it up and in. Mestel now with 10 points in the game. Long pass. Donovan Trumbull leading their team a little bit too far, and they throw it away. Emma Grosshand is going to check in here for Donovan Trumbull, giving Katie Pfeiffer, I think, her first breather of the game. With 5.5 minutes to go here before halftime. Kick left side for Connolly. Looking inside for Baum, but they have her pretty well bracketed. So they'll skip it over to Howell. Now back inside for Baum. The Baum is going to lay it up and in. Took a lot of work to get the ball into Theron Baum, but once she got it, it was at point-blank range, and she laid it up and in. Again, Donovan Trumbull has trouble with that size. They did a good job of moving their feet and bracketing her, but when you throw the ball up high enough, it's awfully tough to stop that pass. And the ball is loose, and I think we're going to have a jump ball. Ball was on the grounds, and Anna Howell literally reached around Molly Kometra. The official farthest away called a jump ball. None of the officials close called a foul. So I guess there wasn't one because they were right there. And it is a held ball. It's going to belong to Donovan Trumbull. We'll move the possession arrow, and Donovan Trumbull will toss it in here. Kometra will toss it in. And they'll get it in for Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, left side for Grosshands. Grosshands just turned it over. Took a little extra step when she got started over there. And unofficially, that'll be the 13th turnover on Donovan Trumbull. And they have 7 points. They trail it 25-7. Anderson snaps right side for Howell. Top of the circle for Mestel. She'll fire a three. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ashley Mazur, checked in a little bit ago. Mazur will give the ball to Kometra. Kometra pass over to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer left side for Gosshands, and she'll be picked up defensively by Howell. Gives it for Pfeiffer. She'll step up just inside the three-point arc. Jumper no good. Mestel with the rebound. Stars on the run. Pass to Howell on the baseline. She's going to drive, and it is no good. Tipped out to Mestel. She's got it from 15 feet, and she'll hit the jumper after pulling down the rebound. That really was just tipped out to her by Anna Howell. So a 20-point lead, bad pass, stolen by Mestel, and Mestel is going to be fouled by Kometra as she was trying to lay it up and in. Another turnover, Donovan Trumbull, another Well, actually, this is the first trip to the free throw line here for Kearney Catholic. Another opportunity to score in transition by the Stars. And in their half-court offense, what they've done is really tried to work the ball down low for Theron Baum, but most of the damage that they've done so far has been in transition after forcing the turnover. Vestal misses the free throw, so our score remains 27-20 with 4:04 to go here before halftime. One more free throw coming up here for Vestal. And shortly after that, we'll reach the midway point of the second quarter. Free throw is good. And Messel will come out. Shayla Connor is going to come in for her. So Connor and Prosofsky out there. And I think an inadvertent horn here because we're still playing. Loose ball picked up by Kearney Catholic. And the pass over for Connolly. It's actually taken away by Pfeiffer. And they're going to whistle Pfeiffer for a foul. And that one was a little touchy as well. The inbounds here for Whitney Colling. She'll toss it in. They're looking for Theron Baum, but they'll get it in for Connor in the corner. And Connor fires the three, and it's fouled as she put up the shot. It's no good. And Shayla Connor will step the line and will shoot three free throws. So the 5'7 sophomore. I have a feeling that probably volleyball is a little bit closer to her heart with her mother being the head volleyball coach. She's not a bad little basketball player as a sophomore. Her free throw is up and good. And she makes it 29-7. She's got two more coming, and this one's off the mark. And so one out of two so far. But remember, she was shooting three, so she has another attempt coming up here. It is on the way, and it is good. Shayla Connor hits two of three, and that makes it 30-7. Long pass, and making the catch on the sideline is Molly Kometscher, but she's on the sideline. So that'll be the 15th turnover on Donovan Trumbull as Kearney Catholic's press is working some wonders here. Top of the circle with it, Shayla Connor kicks it right side to Prosofsky, back left side. With it is Colling. Colling Prosofsky. Prosofsky now for the three. The freshman misses the three. A good look there. And Molly Kometscher comes down with the rebound. Shayla Connor forces the turnover into the hands of Theron Baum. Baum gives it to Prosofsky. Prosofsky missed the shot, and then we got a foul on Kearney Catholic on the rebound. And that'll be on Allie Prosofsky, trying to get her miss back. And we'll walk to the other end here. That's now nine fouls on Kearney Catholic as a team. So Kaylee Glover, who is 2 for 4 from the free throw line, will step to the line for the front end of 1-1. Megan Anderson's going to come in here for Kearney Catholic. She's going to come in for Theron Baum. Nestor will also back in for the Stars. We've got that all taken care of. Kaylee Glover can get to the business of trying to score some points. And she hits the front end of a 1-1. That'll earn her the bonus. And make our score 30-8. Second free throw up and good. Glover scoring all of her points from the free throw line. She's 4 out of 6 on the line here in the ball game. Bounce pass right side for Prosofsky. Gives it down top of the circle for Messel. Messel lobs it inside for Anderson. Anderson shot point blank. No good. Rebound by Prosofsky. And they'll work it back around. They kick it out for Messel. Her three, no good. Rebound Prosofsky. Prosofsky shot will not fall. And Glover comes away with it. Glover being pressured by the Stars. Colling almost forced the steal by Connor. And up we go with the pass to Glover. Glover drives. Shot no good. Rebound Messel. Pass up ahead to Connor. Connor's going to let traffic clear. And Messel will kick right side to Prosofsky. She's open for three. And she hits the three. Allie Prosofsky in transition drains the three-pointer. And it's 33-9, Kearney Catholic. Started with the first 14 points of the ball game, and they have not looked back. Top of the circle, Glover gives her right wing, driving his Loki. Her shot no good, and the rebound to Shayla Connor. Connor, shortest player on the court. Maybe not, because Whitney Colling would give her some competition for that, I guess. Both 5'5". They'll get it left side for Colling. Colling will snap it right back out for Messel. She'll get it in the corner for Colling. She'll shoot a three. No good. Prosofsky with the rebound. Prosofsky would just flip it top of the circle for Messel. Mastel will give it back now left side for Colling. Colling's going to dribble up on the baseline, shoot it over traffic, and score. Whitney Colling, her first 2 points of the night. 26-point lead here for the Stars. Minute 50 to go here before halftime. Donovan Trumbo trying to cut into the lead a little bit. They'll give it up on the right side for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's going to drive, has a shot blocked by Anderson. It's tipped around after the miss, and it's going to be a held ball. And possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. Into the game for the first time tonight for Kearney Catholic is going to be Kayla Shundoff. And also out there for the first time, Jamie McCann. Kayla Mestro, the only regular out there with Anna Howell for Kearney Catholic. The kick a left side, Shayla Connor, they left her open. They made him pay. She just hit a three-pointer. 38-9. Pass on that right side, and it's led a little bit too far. Grosshands could not come up with it. That'll be another Donovan Trumbull turnover. And in for the Stars, it's going to be Morgan Studi. So Mestro will get the inbounds. And Studi will enter it down low for Shundoff. Kicks it back out for Howell. Howell on that right side picks up her dribble. Gives it top of the circle here for Studi. Snap pass for Howell. Howell just inside the three-point arc. Her long jumper no good. Mestel pulls down the rebound. And they actually have Mestel posting up, playing the post position here. And they'll work it back around the perimeter to Shundoff. Inside for Mestel. Mestel will muscle up, and that's not a bad little post move for your point guard, and Michaela Mestel just scores in the paint. Kohlmetscher gets it up ahead to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer long pass to Grosshands, and she brings it across the timeline. Great pass down low for Mazur. Mazur then finds Glover, and Glover hit on the arm. Couple of really nice passes for Donovan Trumbull. They got a good shot and then a better one by passing the ball around, and then Glover hit it on the arm, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Shundoff is her first. Free throw up and good. Now, 10 as a team against Kearney Catholic. That was a shooting foul, but the rest of the half, the next 35 seconds, any foul by Kearney Catholic will be a two-shot foul anyway. And Donovan Trumbull has not put Kearney Catholic in the bonus just yet. Free throw up and good. Glover scoring all of her points from the free throw line. And she now has six. In the offensive zone, Anna Howell gives it right side for Studi. Back to Howell, top of the circle. 40-11, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Left side, McCann enters it inside for Mestel. Mestel muscles up, little post move using her quickness, and now she'll go line and will shoot two. She's one out of two from the free throw line as she does collect the foul on Emma Grosshand. That'll be her first. Mestel will shoot two. She's posting up in there. Maybe that's why she's wearing a mouth guard. Knew she was going to go inside the land of the Giants. But Donovan Trumbull, not a tall team, and Kearney Catholic has really tried hard to work the ball inside here tonight. Second free throw by Messel's good. She's two out of four from the line, and the Stars now with a 30-point lead with 15 seconds to go before halftime, and the pass is kicked by Anna Howell. And they'll finally pick up the ball, and it will be inbounded by the Cardinals in their offensive zone here, as it was a kick and not just the ball going out of bounds. Grosshands gives it left side. Howell puts pressure on it with 8 seconds left. Grosshands steps up, 12-foot jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out by Mestel. Mestel snags the bound, gets it up ahead to Howell, and Howell runs out of time as she tries to kick the ball back. So, one half is in the books, and Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead at intermission. They lead it 41-11 at the break. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Donovan as Donovan Trumbull trails Kearney Catholic here in girls basketball at the break. It's 41-11. The Stars with the lead. We kind of thought that the girls game would maybe kind of evolve into this. The boys game could be a little bit more interesting. To help talk to us about that is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. And coach, this is always tradition and a pretty tough place for you guys to play.
It's always been that way, Randy. It just seems like when we get in here, a little tighter gym and stuff, and everything's kind of down on you. And our kids seem to either we do come out here and we shoot exceptionally well, or we don't shoot very well at all, Randy.
And I think part of that is Dave Ullman and Coach Hartman, they, I think, pressure the ball so well.
Yeah, they do a good job. You know, you don't get an open look, you get a lot of contested shots and stuff, but. It's one of those that tonight, we're gonna have to do a good job on the boards. They're tall, Randy, 6'3" to 6'4". A lot of them are. We really got to do a good job of pressuring the basketball tonight, and controlling the boards.
And again, you're a little bit smaller than most teams. Certainly your biggest player, and then necessarily be your tallest player in terms of David Squires. So that really can be a pretty interesting matchup for you guys down low.
Oh, yeah. With Squires going and Bundy going at it down low, it'll be interesting down there because both those guys are so competitive and stuff. And they've gotten after it, and during football and during basketball last year and stuff. And it's one of those situations where both guys really enjoy playing the game, and they like to go against each other too, and it's very competitive. It'll be an interesting battle.
And when you talk about going after it, probably nothing dirty. It's just going to be good, physical, hard basketball.
Yeah, and that's what it is, Randy. Last year when we played them at our place, we came out on fire and got up on them early, but it was still a battle because they just kept battling back, and it got down to about a 6-point game at one time, but Bundy and Dave go ahead it pretty good. Like you said, not dirty or anything. They just play hard. Both of them play hard. So it's going to be an interesting game tonight, Randy. If they don't have the Slough boys yet, they'll come back on Tuesday, I believe it is what I've heard. When they get them back, man, they got some depth built up after that. Like Coach Ullman and I were talking, is the chemistry still going to be there? It's going to take a while for that, but, they got some depth built up.
And again, it's kind of interesting. Today is the 90th day when they had a transfer problem. Today is the 90th day. Mm-hmm. So if they had a game, they could play tomorrow, so their next game is on Tuesday.
Yep.
So it's not 90 school days because they're out of school right now.
Yeah. Yep.
So yep. That is unfortunate. And Don Trumbull down the road, as you said, is going to be a pretty tough basketball
game. Oh, yeah. There they are. And, like we were talking about districts and sub-districts and stuff, Mr. Ullman and I were, it was fun because, you look at their sub-districts, you got Shelton in it, you got Ravenna in it, they got them. On the other side is Sutton in it. That's loaded district just like ours with St. Cecilia, us, Minden, and Gibbon in that one. And on the other side, you got Broken Bow, who's playing better basketball now with Bloom as their head coach over there. So, it's interesting to see what we're going to be doing down the stretch here. It's nice. We played last night. It's nice to come back and see what we can do on a back-to-back night.
Yeah, and again, this is always a tough place to play. And two nights in a row, do you worry a little bit about your team's leg?
Yeah, you do, we've done some things, to try to get them into a little bit better shape and stuff, Randy. But, Yeah, you always do. You know, as hard as we play and you know, the pressing that we do and stuff, back-to-back nights are tough. But if you want to get to where you want to go, you got to play back-to-back nights.
Absolutely. And, in fact, the three of them.
That's right.
All right, Don Lees, appreciate the time. And win or lose, like to talk to you after the game.
Sure. Thanks, Randy.
All right, thanks, Don. And once again, we're at halftime of the girls' game. Kearney Catholic leads it 41-11 over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic, who lead at 41-11 here at halftime of the girls' game. Leading the way for the Stars is Michaela Messel. She has 16 points, including a couple of three-pointers. Theron Baum with 10 points here at intermission. One of the other starters has scored, and that's Anna Howell. She has 4 points. The rest of the points come off the bench. Shayla Connor hit a three-pointer, went 2 out of 3 from the free-throw line. She has 5 points here at intermission. Allie Prasovsky's hit a three. She's got 4 points at the break, and Whitney Colling with 2 points as well. For Donovan Trumbull, only two players have scored. Only one has scored a field goal. Kenzie Cloakey has 5 points in the game. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has both buckets that were scored by Donovan Trumbull here in the first half. And for Kaylee Glover, well, she's 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Pretty good shooting percentage from the line. She's 6 of 8 from the line. She has 6 points here at intermission. Once again, at the break, it is Kearney Catholic with a 41-11 lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with a tip. Well, throw in the ball to start the second half right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And welcome back here to Donovan, and an update for you on the game over on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It's at halftime where Sumner Eddyville Miller leads Axtell in girls basketball at the break. The Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader there at halftime. It's Sumner Eddyville Miller 17 and Axtell 15 at the break. Here, Donovan Trumbull will inbound the basketball to start the second half. Kometcher gets it in for Pfeiffer. And Alyssa Kometcher out there as well. And a little ball fake here by Molly. Molly gives it top of the circle for Glover. And they're trying to cycle back around a little bit. The little ball fake by Pfeiffer. And she'll give it top of the circle here for Alyssa Kometcher. Right side, Glover. Thought about the three. She'll dribble around Anderson. Her jumper no good. Ellie Connolly pulls down the rebound here for the Stars. And the Stars want to run. They kick it up ahead to Messel, enters it down low for Theron Baum, and it's stolen away. Good defense there by Glover, and then Glover gave it over to Clokey, and Clokey had the ball held by Theron Baum. That'll be alternating possession, and now it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Baum will toss it in. They left Messel alone, and Messel drains three. That is her third three-pointer of the game, all from, well, it's on either end of the court, but really in that corner right along the baseline. So that's really a position, a shot that she likes to have. Glover will kick it off on the left wing here for Komatcher. Komatcher, Alyssa with it. She's picked up by Ellie Prasovsky. We'll give it for Molly. Molly kicks right side for Glover. Glover, entry pass down low, shooting over the top of Baum is going to be Clokey, and she has her first bucket of the second half there. Seven in the game. Entry pass down low for Anderson, and Anderson's going to answer right back for Kearney Catholic, making Anderson her first 2 points of the ball game. Bounce pass on the left side, Komatcher. Nice entry pass again inside for Glover, and we got a foul, and it's either going to be on Anderson or Baum, and either way, that's going to be some foul trouble for one of the big, tall, strong players for Kearney Catholic, and Baum has just picked up her third personal foul. Both Anderson and Baum had two fouls, so it's going to be bad news for somebody. Free throw by Glover is up and good. May not want to foul her because she's now 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Her free throw here, back the iron and no good. I jinxed her. Rebound by Anderson, and she'll get it up ahead for Anna Howell. I don't know how worried Kearney Catholic could be about foul trouble for Theron Baum being up by 32 points right now. They lead it 46-14. Baum has it in the lane. We'll kick it off for Mestel. Entry pass for Anderson. Bounce pass over for Connolly. They're going to swing it around, and Anna Howell held it. Now they'll kick it for Mestel, and Mestel actually had her feet on the sideline. Coach Lisa, at halftime, kind of mentioned this is a little bit smaller gym. It is a little bit smaller gym. There's not as much space past the three-point arc to the sideline as there is in a lot of gyms, and I think Mestel just was a little bit too far out. She was going to shoot from there, and she was actually out of bounds. Glover kicks it off the left side for Pfeiffer. Long jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Komatcher. Shot blocked by Anderson. Picked up by Mestel. Over for Connolly. Connolly from 15 feet away hits the jumper. Ellie Connolly, her first 2 points of the night, and the Stars push that lead back out to 34-point lead. They lead it 34-14. I shouldn't try to talk and do math at the same time. Loose ball on the inside. It's going to be tied up by Anderson. They're trying to work it inside for Glover. Anderson originally knocked it away. Glover fought for the ball, and she was able to tie it up. Alternating possession rule will allow Donovan Trumbull to inbound underneath their own basket. Alyssa Komatcher to toss it in, and it's a little bit short, and Messel's going to come up with the loose ball. She's going to dribble all the way, lay it up, too strong, and the rebound off one of the Cardinals, I thought. Nope, they're going to say Baum, who is in amongst three white jerseys down there. She was the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. 5:20 to go here, third quarter. Kearney Catholic, well-poised to move to 11-0. Entry pass down low, Kaylee Glover, that's a strong move. Her first field goal, she shoots over the top of Theron Baum. And that was a good move by Glover. Top of the key, Messel will try the three. It's no good. Baum with the rebound. Baum then drives and scores. Another offensive rebound and bucket for Theron Baum. Left side, Grosshands has the ball knocked away by Anna Howell. Howell with the steal. She's shut off for Grosshands, looking for a trail. Gives it for Theron Baum. The bomb's going to lay it off. Theron Baum runs the floor and gets rewarded for it. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. It's 52-16. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the timeout. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ah, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Well, the ball game started with a 14-0 run for Kearney Catholic, and it hasn't gotten any closer than that. The Stars right now lead at 52-16. As Donovan Trumbull will inbound it after their timeout. Ross Hans brings in the offensive zone, kicks right side for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets it at the elbow for Asher Mazur. Mazur's jumper, no good, and it is saved by Ross Hans. Great hustle, but she got it right in the hands of Anna Howell. So technically, Howell will come up with a rebound. And she'll get it up on the right side for Theron Baum, trying to get it for Connolly. And Connolly wasn't able to handle it. It's going to be tied up. As picking it up defensively for Donovan Drumble was Mazur, but Mazur had nowhere to go as they just collapsed on her. And they were able to force a held ball. So Stars inbound, kick left side for Mestel, back inside for Theron Baum. The ball had her shot blocked. Great play there by Kenzie Clokey. And we've got a foul here by Kearney Catholic because they were trying to pressure the ball again. That'll be the second team foul on Kearney Catholic, fourth of the game against Theron Baum. Baum with 14 points in the ball game, and now four fouls will come out with 4:06 to go here, third quarter. I don't think we'll see the starters a whole lot in the fourth quarter anyway, so you might as well not get cheated, huh? You got five fouls, might as well use them. Gossans dribbling up against Anna Howell. Nice job by Gossans. She throws it on the baseline. Connolly puts pressure on Komatcher, and they'll work it back around. Gossans dribbles, kicks now left side for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer squares up for three. Oh, it was in and out. No good. And the rebound by Anderson. Anderson will kick it up ahead for Posowski, who checked in a little bit ago. She'll dribble, kick it out for Messel. Messel's open for the three, and she drains the three. She's got 22 points in the ballgame. It's one of those where your guard dribbles up and seals off the defender and kicks it out, and your shooter is just wide, wide open. Nice play by Prosowski. Give her an assist on the Mestel three. Top of the circle, Pfeiffer's picked up man-to-man here by Mestel, and she'll throw it on the baseline. Shooting over the top of Prosowski is going to be Mazur. It won't fall. Connolly pulls down the rebound, her fourth of the game. She'll give it to Prosowski on the right wing. Brzozowski in the offensive zone kicks it for Mestel. Top of the circle for Ellie Connolly. Snapping it for Howell. And we got a quick timeout here at Kearney Catholic. And I think the timeout is to make some substitutions. With 2:55 to go here in the third quarter, we'll talk about those substitutions right after this 30-second timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For Kearney Catholic, Shayla Connor checking into the game. Also, Kayla Shundoff. Megan Harrison's out there with Prosowski and Connor. I know I missed somebody. I just can't figure out who. Prosowski's going to toss the ball into Whitney Colling. That's who I missed. With 2:55 to go here, third quarter, Stars very much in control. I snap at top of the circle here for Connor. Gives it left side for Shundoff. Shundoff had the ball knocked loose. Great hustle there by Grosshands, but picked up by Kearney Catholic. And still with the dribble there is Colling. She'll give it to Prosowski. Prosowski dribbles as the Cardinals right now going with a little 2-3 zone here. They'll snap it off on the right side for Prosowski. Prosowski tries the long jumper. No good. Rebound tipped around. I think the last touch was Kearney Catholic, and the officials agree. So Donovan Trumbull will inbound here with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. It's 55-16. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Donovan Trumbull on their home court. They've got the basketball in the hands of Emma Grosshands. And she'll dribble past Shundoff. She'll drive, get the body contact, and now head to the line. She laid it up. Shot would not fall. Playing help side defense was Prosowski, and Prosowski got there just a little late. It's called called by the officials as Gossian's now will step the line and shoot two. Give her credit for driving in there. She had a little seam, and she went hard. And I think she really had a pretty good sense that the foul was going to be on the defense. Her free throw was up and no good. Only two players that have scored here for Donovan Trumbull so far have been Kenzie Clokey and Kaylee Glover. Gossian's right now. Couple of free throws. She missed the first one. She has one more chance to get herself in the book, and that free throw is no good. A rebound off of one of her teammates and out of bounds. Goes off the hands of Glover and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will inbound. Calling will get the ball to Shayla Connor, snaps it to Prasowski. Prasowski skip pass for Calling. Calling on the baseline with the dribble. She's shut off by a much taller player, so they'll work it back around. They give it to Prasowski. And empty passing tight for Anderson, and Anderson couldn't handle it. The ball was off the hands of Katie Clokey, who came in. She played a nice little bit of defense there. She tipped it just enough that Anderson couldn't have it. That was a great pass, actually, from the high post down to the low. But Clokey there just got enough of the ball to force the turnover, and she's getting a high five as she comes out of the ball game here. With 2:02 to go. Arne Catholic, just their seventh turnover of the game. Handed off for Colmatcher. Dribbling is Molly Colmatcher, and she'll kick it off on the left side for Pfeiffer. They entered in the lane for Ashton Mazur. Gives it back out for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer tries to enter it inside. She does, and there's going to be a foul on Shayla Connor. That'll be her first. Fourth as a team against Kearney Catholic with 1:46 to go here in the third quarter. Carissa Dobish is going to check in for the first time tonight. Anderson might have her night done. We'll see with a minute 46 to go here. They'll kick it in. Pfeiffer will fire the three off the inbounds play. And the first three-pointer of the night for Donovan Trumbull by Katie Pfeiffer. And slipping on, I think, a wet spot and then a little sweat on the floor and kind of slipping there. And I think twisting her wrist a little bit when she fell down. And then she just shakes it off with Molly Colmatcher. They stop the action to check her out. She doesn't want to come out of the ball game, so she's not going to. Well, get it over for Carissa Dobish. Kearney Catholic working around, facing the little 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone here. And the three-pointer by Prasowski, no good. Rebounded by Connor. She'll give it back to Prasowski. Prasowski jumper, no good. Through the lane, Dobish comes up with the rebound. Gives it back out to Prasowski. And they'll work it back around the perimeter again. Quick little jumper, and now we got a foul on Kearney Catholic. Going over the back is going to be Kayla Shundoff. That'll be her second. Minute 10 to go, third quarter, 55-19. Kearney Catholic moving to 11-0 on the season. They're next in action. Next Thursday night up in St. Paul. And a little turnover here for Donovan Trumbull. That's who's next on the agenda for them. And for Donovan Trumbull on the 10th, which is Tuesday, I believe, they'll be hosting Centura. Offensive zone, Allie Prasowski brings it in with less than a minute to go here in the third. Dobish from the elbow, kicks it back around the perimeter. Right wing, jumper by Calling. Three-pointer, no good. Calling gets the rebound, falls down, gives it to Prasowski. Prasowski's going to drive, take it high off the glass. It's no good. Strong for the rebound is Glover. And Glover will dribble out of traffic a little bit. Long pass up ahead. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Theron Baum, who checked in the last stoppage of play. And again, Baum, four personal fouls here in the game. Probably not too worried about fouling out at this point. Jumper on the right side, no good. Rebounded by Baum. And Baum will get it off for Connor. Connor gives the top of the circle for Baum. She thought about the three. She'll give it to Prasowski, and she definitely will shoot the three, and she hits it. Caught in rhythm, squared up, and shoots her second three-pointer of the game. On the left wing, Colmatcher has it. 58-19, 8 seconds left. Dribbling on the right side, Haley Tarnick. Tarnick will give it off for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, top of the circle. Here's Glover. 1 second left. Long jumper for Glover. No good. And nobody's grabbing the rebound before the clock expires. Three quarters are in the book, and Kearney Catholic comfortably ahead. They lead it 58-19 against Donovan Trumbull. We're back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, a little bit different lineup here for Kearney Catholic to start the fourth quarter. They've got they got four starters out there. They got Anderson and Messel, Howell and Connolly, but out there with them is Jamie McCann. And Don Trumbull, Alyssa Kometcher will inbound the basketball to Piper, gives it off now for Glover. Glover is going to hand it off for Molly Kometcher. And everybody's touched the ball this possession with the exception of Clokey. Clokey will set a little screen, jumper on that left side. Glover's shot won't fall. And now Anna Howell comes up with the basketball. She brings in the offensive zone here for Kearney Catholic. They entered inside for Anderson. Anderson's going to skip it over for Connolly. She's going to fire and then hit a three-pointer. Ellie Connolly drains the three. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. And it's 61-19 Stars. Right side, Kometcher picked up there defensively. As right now, Kearney Catholic is going with a little 3-2 zone here. They're trying to trap out it, and they force the turnover on the inside. Glover being triple-teamed, turn the ball over. They've got them with 20 turnovers here in the ballgame. Morgan Studi going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. Top of the circle, Messel gives it inside for Anderson, back to Howell, back to Messel. Left side with it is Studi. The 5'5 freshman will pull the trigger on the jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Howell, she'll kick it out for Messel, and Messel will drain the three. We have a rebound and an assist to Howell, and Anna Howell finds Messel, who drains that three top of the key. Now bad pass picked up by Howell, who gives up ahead for Messel. Now Messel will give it back to Howell and return the favor. This time, Howell just inside the three-point arc. She hit the jumper, but give Messel the assist to Howell. 6:39 to go. Quick timeout here. Kearney Catholic, they lead at 66-19. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the timeout mostly was to bring in some new players. Staying out there is going to be McCann. Checking in the game, Shayla Connor. McKenna Butler is out there. We'll check a couple of those other stars for you. Studi's going to pressure the ball here a little bit. They give it for Kometcher. Kometcher has the ball knocked out of her hands by Shayla Connor and out of bounds. And I think I've mentioned everybody's name except for Whitney Calling out there for Kearney Catholic right now. So they'll kick it on the inbounds. Kometcher will try the three off the inbounds play. Offensive rebound and then a foul on Kearney Catholic. The offensive rebound ripped out of there by Alyssa Kometcher. And now Kometcher, she's going to go line and she's going to shoot two. She's hit on the arm by Jamie McCann. Kometcher, give her credit for a rebound, and now two free throw attempts, and her shot's no good. 66-19. Second free throw on the way, also no good. Rebound taken out of there by McCann. McCann will work it up ahead here for Studi. Studi jumper is good. Morgan Studi hit a quick little jumper in transition. Battled around for a little while. And it's now 68-19. Skip pass. Tipped by McCann and out of bounds. Good hustle there by McCann. They were trying to hook up with Molly Kometcher on that long pass. And McGrossan's going to check in. Alyssa Kometcher coming out. Inbounds for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer facing the little 2-3 zone here. And Kometra will have it. Pfeiffer picked up defensively by Calling. Left side now driving this Kometra on the baseline. They triple team her. One of the star players falls down. They just pass it back out. And Pfeiffer just hit her second three-pointer of the game. A lot of pressure. There was three green jerseys in the corner, and they finally were able to find Pfeiffer, and she was able to drain the three-pointer. 2-3 zone right now for Jonathan Trumbull, and with it is number 23, Janie McCann. McCann works it on the inside. Shot by Butler in traffic, no good. And the rebound is tipped out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, long pass up ahead. That's Grosshands. Grosshands, a shut off there by Butler. They'll kick it back out here for Kometra. Her shot no good. Rebound goes out the hands of McCann. And out of bounds. So with 5:15 to go here, fourth quarter, a 68-22 lead for Kearney Catholic. Kometra to inbound. They'll toss the ball in here for Glover. Glover into the lane, driving, and then being fouled is Emma Grosshands. Good penetration there by Grosshands. She took the ball and found that perfect seam. That's exactly what you want to do, is just attack that zone coming in on that seam, and they collapse on you. You can kick it a little bit, or they don't collapse on you. You hit the jumper. In any event, Grosshands was going in there driving, and when they came, she put up the shot, and she's now going to shoot two more free throws. This one is up and good. And she is now the fourth player for Donovan Trumbull to score in the game. Checking in is Lexi Katzberg. Katzberg going to come in here for Clokey. 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. Grosshands, another free throw coming up here. It is on the way, no good. And the rebound by McKenna Butler. Butler snags the rebound. She'll snap it for Shayla Connor. Connor works it ahead to Calling. Calling gives it for McCann. Pass top of the circle here for Studi. They try to enter it on the inside. Pretty good defense there. They're going to tie it up. Recognizing what was about to happen was Kaylee Glover, and Glover got around her man, knocked the ball loose, and then was able to tie up the ball. Possession arrow pointing to Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals bringing the offensive zone. Pfeiffer has her pass tipped. It's stolen away. On the run here, Studi. Studi, a little spin move in the lane. And she is hit on the arm, and she puts up a shot. Running the floor with her was Katie Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer forced a pretty tough shot by Studi, but she hit her on the arm. And Studi now will go line and will shoot two. Free throw is up and good. And Kearney Catholic will make some more substitutions here. Elena Bach checking into the game. Prasovsky's in there. Also, Carissa Dobish checking back in the game. Hoping to come in is going to be Shundoff. I think Shundoff is going to come in for the shooter, yeah. So Studi has one more free throw coming up here. And if she hits it, she's rewarded by being taken out of the game. Free throw is up and good. You know, when I was that age and didn't play a whole lot of varsity basketball as a freshman, I think I would have intentionally missed that just to play it a little longer. This is one reason why I didn't play very much, by the way. Grosshands will bring it in the offensive zone here. The free throw was good by Studi. And dribbling around is Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer picked up by Calling. Nice pass down low for Kometra. Oh, she missed the shot. Rebound tipping around. It goes in the hands of Shundoff. Shundoff lets traffic clear a little bit. And she'll get the ball up ahead here for Prasovsky. Prasovsky, top of the key, kicks on the right wing for Elena Bach. Bach's pass is tipped, knocked loose, and the ball goes out of bounds. No, somehow it's saved in the backcourt by Kearney Catholic. It was touched by Donovan Trumbull, so no infraction there. Prasovsky drives. Nice little jump stop. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound in traffic, and it's going to be a hell ball. Lexi Katzenberg, nice job defensively, forcing the jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. And Prasovsky, open in the corner, gets the ball off the inbounds. Now she'll snap across court for Calling. Calling on the baseline. Bounce pass for Shundoff. Back out for Calling, and Calling will hit the shot. Nice little two-woman game over there, and Calling hits the shot. 72-23. Pass on the baseline. Kometra jumper rolls around, no good. Defensive rebound by Carissa Dobish, and Dobish will give it up ahead. gets the ball to Elena Bach. Bach back out for Prosowski. Prosowski, long jumper, no good. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Kayla Shundoff. That'll be her third personal foul. And allows Studi the opportunity to check back into the game. And finally, they bring in the young ladies, excited to get back out there. And they were trying to substitute before the official could actually show the scores table who committed the foul. And everybody running around, it's kind of hard to see that. So some of the younger players kind of told to slow down a little bit. Alyssa Comacher, she's going to go to the line, and she's going to shoot the front end of a 1-1. It is no good, but great hustle by Comacher to pull down the rebound, and the ball knocked loose, and Comacher can't come up with it. Last touch by Carney Catholic. Trying to knock the ball loose was Morgan Studi. She did. She knocked loose. She just couldn't control it and went out of bounds. Ross Hans brings in the offensive zone here for Donovan Trumbull. She's picked up defensively by Bach, passed through the lane and through the hands. One of her teammates, it's out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull turns it over. Carney Catholic will inbound. They get the ball to McCann, and McCann over for Studi. Studi in the offensive zone with 3:15 to go. Gets it on the right side for Bach, and they'll spin it back around. They enter it inside. Back's right wing for Bach. Bach looking on the inside, trying to connect with Shundoff. They get it at the high post for Carissa Dobish. Dobish from 15-foot, her jumper no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of McCann out there. On the baseline, Shundoff, her jumper won't fall. Rebound goes out for Morgan Studi. Studi snaps it for Bach, who throws it back on the inside. Great little fall fake inside, and Carissa Dobish lays it up and in. Bach with a nice little pass, and then a strong post move by Dobish to make it 74-23. 2:35 to go. Good little ball fake there by Pfeiffer, who takes it on the baseline, kicks it to the free throw line for Grosshans. Her jumper no good from 15 feet. Offensive rebound by Mazur, and Mazur actually had her shot blocked by Carissa Dobish, and Dobish comes up with a loose ball. In the corner, here's a three by Jamie McCann in transition. No good. Rebound by Mazur, and Mazur is going to hand it off to Grosshans as we go in transition. Pfeiffer enters it down low. Here's Katzberg. Katzberg has the ball knocked loose. A couple of players on the ground. It goes to Donovan Trumbull, and they're going to try to reset the offense. Here's Comacher. We'll get it off for Grosshans. Grosshans on the right side for Pfeiffer, who snaps it off on the left wing here for Comacher. Comacher, long jumper. Might have been partially blocked there by Jamie McCann, and the Stars get the basketball. They pass it up to McCann. McCann in the lane spins, has the ball knocked loose by Grosshans. She forces the turnover, and now Donovan Trumbull is going to slowly bringing in the offensive zone with a minute 36 to go here. And we got a timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. Bob Samuelson is asking the scorer's table, do I have any timeouts left? And he wanted to call a timeout to make some substitutions for some of his young ladies to get in the game with a minute 33 to go. So Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. It's 74-23. Carney Catholic with the lead. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And in games like this, you'll see that a lot. And I absolutely love it when a coach just wants to make sure that he gets as much varsity time for some of these young girls as they possibly can. So Bob Samuelson calls the timeout just to be able to get some of these young girls in there. Emma Grosshans checks into the game. Haley Tarnick inbounds. She's one of those players that has to play a whole lot here. And they'll get it off on the left side for Alyssa Comacher. Comacher gives it left side for Katie Clokey. Katie Clokey throws it on the inside. We're going to have a foul whistle on Carney Catholic. They were able to get the ball down low for Lexi Katzberg, and Katzberg was held. So she'll go to the line and shoot a 1-1 with a minute 22 to go. This will be the final 1-1 against Carney Catholic. Final 1-1 for Donovan Trumbull. That's 9 team fouls against Carney Catholic. Free throw up and good. Katzberg will earn herself a second free throw attempt. Minute 22 to go. She hits the front end of the 1-1. That earns her the bonus. And her second one, back the iron, no good. Carissa Dobish pulls down the rebound And she'll get the ball out for Morgan Stuti, who will kick left side for McCann, for Bach on that left side. And they'll work it back around the perimeter a little bit. Fast kick. Stuti comes up with it, though, and nearly throws to the backcourt. Pretty good hustle there by Jamie McCann. And we're going to have a little hold whistle here on Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull can go pretty aggressively going after the ball because that's only their second team foul here in the second half. They only have a minute one to go here. Checking in for the Stars, Kaylee Shudnoff during the stoppage. They toss it in for Stuti. Stuti will kick it off left side for Jamie McCann. Gets it down low for Bach. Bach's jumper on the baseline, no good. And the rebound by Clokey. Clokey pulls down the rebound and just will give the ball back off of Grosshand. 45 seconds left, maybe the last offensive set here for Donovan Trumbull. And the ball knocks loose by Stuti, but she can't quite get her hands on it. It goes off for shoe tips and out of bounds. Elena Bach doing a pretty good job pressuring the ball. That allowed Stuti to sneak through the back door and try to make the steal. Grosshand has it. We'll give it up on the left side for Komatcher. Komatcher goes to the top of the circle, giving it for Grosshand. Grosshand, 17-foot running jumper, no good. Offensive rebound and a foul then. Haley Tarnick hit on the arm as she was trying to put up the shot. She'll get two free throws coming up here after she pulled down that offensive rebound. And the foul is going to be whistled on McKenna Butler. Free throw is up and good. So if you're wondering who committed the foul, the Butler did it. 27.8 to go here. Free throw on the way. Short. And rebound for the Stars. Again, Butler. I already did the joke once. I'm pretty much done for my lifetime, I think. Stuti will get it up on the left side. Enters it down low. Pretty good post move there by Butler. But she had the ball knocked out of her hands and off of her shoe tops and out of bounds. Tom Trumbull will have another offensive look here. With 16 seconds left, they'll break the timeline with 12 seconds to go. And they'll pressure the basketball. Will Kearney Catholic. Grosshand kicks it off left side to Komatcher. Komatcher dribbles into the corner. Stars will pressure the ball. Almost stolen by Bach. Grosshand will fire a long jumper. No good. And they're still fighting for the rebound when the buzzer sounds. Kearney Catholic now 11-0 on the season after their 74-25 win over Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull, they fall to 2-7. On the year. Next up for Kearney Catholic, Thursday at St. Paul. And we mentioned earlier that Donovan Trumbull, they'll be in action on Tuesday night, and Donovan Trumbull is going to be playing host to Centura. So once again, our final 74-25. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op Pivot Tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax, size 480, 80R42. And the BKT Front Tractor Tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
If you have a spare room that needs new flooring, a rental, or any room that needs a new look, then come to the warehouse clearance sale at B&B Carpet Service. We have a big selection of carpet, wood, tile, and vinyl that's priced to move. Do it yourself or let us do the work for you. You won't save like this any other time of the year. The warehouse clearance sale, on now at B&B Carpet and Donovan. Hurry in for the best selection.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back here to Donovan. Final score in our girls' game. It's 74-25. Kearney Catholic with the win over Donovan Trumbull. Let's take a look at the scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for the Cardinals, who now fall to 2-7 on the year. They are led by Kaylee Glover. Glover only had one field goal, but she was 7 of 10 from the free throw line, so she finished with 9 points here in the ball game. 7 points for Kenzie Quokie, 6 for Katie Pfeiffer, and then 1 point for Emma Grossens. She was 1 of 4 from the free throw line, and also 1 of 2 from the free throw line was Hallie Turnick late in the game. So she finished with 1 point in the game. So again, Pfeiffer, 6, Grossens, 1, 7 for Kenzie Quokie, 1 for Turnick, and Glover finished with 9. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way for them was Michaela Messel. Messel hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers in the game. She finished with 25 points on the night. Also in double figures for the Stars was Theron Baum. Baum finished with 14. Then after that, it was pretty balanced scoring for the Stars. Shayla Connor finished with 5. Howell with 6. 7 off the bench for Ali Prasovsky, including hitting a couple of three-pointers. Whitney Colling finished with 4. 4 points for Morgan Studi off the bench, 5 for Ellie Connolly, 2 for Carissa Dobish, and Megan Anderson also finished with 2 points here on the night. So once again, Kearney Catholic started the game with a 14-0 run. They led after one quarter 18-5, and they led at halftime comfortably 41-30 and then win it 74-25. So congratulations, Kearney Catholic, 11-0 on the season. Donovan Trumbull now 2-6. They'll be playing, hosting Centura Tuesday night. Kearney Catholic, their next game will be Thursday up in St. Paul. Well, the boys' game, well, kind of really, you probably would say that Kearney Catholic would be a favor in that one, but they've always kind of struggled here. And really kind of an intriguing matchup for both the Stars and the Cardinals. As again, Donovan Trumbull really does a good job defensively. Really anticipate great defense in our second game tonight between Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic. We'll talk more about that when we start the pregame of the boys' game. We're going to step away, put back regular programming for a little bit, and we'll come back in about 10-12 minutes or so for coverage of the boys' game. Once again, our final of the girls' game, Kearney Catholic 74, Donovan Trumbull 25. We'll take a break. We'll have boys basketball coming up for you in about 13 minutes or so right here on the ESPN Superstation. We're back right after this.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.